Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Ann Hirsch. And we're talking with Jerry Barish from 1 in 9, which is a Long Island organization in reference to breast cancer. It's actually the Long Island Breast Cancer Action Coalition. And Jerry, what I'd like to know is, once a person has been diagnosed, okay, so the reasons, unfortunate as they are, exist, but now a person's been diagnosed, does 1 to 9 have two different groups I'm looking for? One, some sort of support group for the person, but then a support group for the children and other members of the family.
Right, and we are located in a place called the Hewlett House.
Okay.
It's the last farmhouse left in Long Island from pre-Civil War. It's an incredible place, and we've taken the institution out. So we have a lecture center, and the kids come in, and we have so many different programs. We're a completely free service in every aspect. We don't take any federal or state money. We have learned that you can work within the communities, with colleges, with high schools, with elementary schools, by getting them involved in paper drives and doing little fundraisers, and their support, it's amazing how it has come together. We have serviced over 27,000 people, all at no charge, since we opened to the public in 2000.
So do you take donations?
We take donations. We have an incredible group of people, and we have all of our social workers who are bonded and work in hospitals in different places. They all donate their time, and you know what that means. We have an incredible doctor who specializes in psychotherapeutic oncology, and he goes through the myriad of emotions. It's like a pathway. You know, when you're first diagnosed, I'm sure, you know, you personally know, there are so many aspects, you just don't know what to do. And we have a cancer support group. The interesting thing about this particular group is that it's male and female, and it's all kinds of cancer. We just don't do breast cancer, and we do have many children. And the thing we changed is because we've learned through research that breast cancer is a hormonal disease. And there are so many other cancers that correlate to breast cancer, like prostate cancer. And, you know, your history is so important for screening purposes. My son passed away from Hodgkin's disease, but they found out through research that a lot of moms had breast cancer. So
My daughter had Hodgkin's disease, too.
Oh, my God.
And my wife had the double mastectomy. My daughter had Hodgkin's twice. She had a relapse, too, but fortunately...
Thank
you. Know, second time around, she went through, she was in Sloan Kettering, etc. In ICU, not ICU, in quarantine.
Yeah.
For like
they know so much more today than, you know, years and years.
Well, this was 2000. I see Michael was 1986.
Right.
So it's, you know, 15 years is a long time in these.
It's tremendous. Yeah. Tremendous. It was all experimental when he was operated on and all of that, but... It's you know, we have come so far, and yet when you're hit with a diagnosis or someone in your family, you become a blank. You know, we have wonderful yoga. We have a women's oncology support group, which is the GYN oncology, because so many of those correlate to breast cancer. All of these people are registered nurses or social workers or a doctor.
I'm going to interrupt you one second, Jerry.
Sure.
A phone number to give out. I'm looking at a phone number. I don't know if that's the one you give out. 374?
Right. 3190.
Okay. 516-374-3190. That would be for somebody who wants to get in touch with 1 in 9.
Exactly.
Okay.
Any information, any family member that has a question, we are here. We have discussion groups. We give out free bras, prosthetics, wigs, jackets, bathing suits, slips, you name it. It's just an incredible place. I'm very proud of it. We have an adolescent support and mentoring person who is she's a New York State certification in guidance and counseling, and she meets with a lot of the adolescents. Unfortunately, adolescents just have no place to go. When you're at that age, it's not when you're real, real little. There's a certain stage, and even as far back as Michael, when he was first diagnosed, it was either you were with babies or 4 or 5 year olds. It was just no place. So this is really a tremendous help. We have a lung cancer group and a double mastectomy group and private and family counseling, a crocheting group, beautiful, beautiful gardens. And so anybody that has anything, like I said, it's a totally free. There's always a message on the machine. I always call people back. I pick up those messages every day in the evening and on the weekends.
Okay. Is this kind of a place that you can drop in or you have to call? Like if somebody has breast cancer and they're driving around, they say, you know what, I just want to walk in.
Let them walk in.
Okay, perfect.
You know, there are times we're not here because we go to hospice or we go to different areas. But I would say most of the time there is somebody here.
Okay.
There's the outreach coordinator, myself, groups are going on. They could sit outside in the gardens and leave a message. And if I might, on August 7th, which is a Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are holding, we've had this before, a Cancer Survivor Day Health and Wellness Fair. And we'll have doctors here and Reiki and yoga, makeup, health information. If someone needs a wig or if they need a prosthetic or whatever, we'll have refreshments. You know, it's and information. We have such great hospitals here in Long Island. We have state-of-the-art technology. I work on a lot of the insurance nightmares, if I might say.
Okay.
So there's lots that we can help with, and that's what we're here for.
Technology has really advanced over the years. I just had a mammography done a week ago, and I was very surprised to see that 3D mammography was an option that Medicare covers. And when I saw my breast surgeon yesterday and I said to him, is this just a sales job or really was it wise to go this route? And he said, very wise to do that because they can get a much larger detection.
Right.
I think he said 1 in 1,000.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And a clearer picture that because, you know, as we get more and more technical, the technology is unbelievable that people who by the time they might feel something, you know, it has spread or it's gone too far. Most little things are not malignant. The earliest detection is the best prevention. But the technology is incredible. These new machineries, even an MRI, people are so afraid to go into an MRI for fear of different things. They have the stand-up MRIs now.
The other thing, too, just throwing in, we don't have that much time left. You, as not you, the patient has to be their own advocate.
Absolutely.
Because when my wife was diagnosed prior to it, I think she used to go like every 6 months.
Yeah.
And the insurance company didn't want to go for this the last one. And the doctor said, there's something wrong. And they said, no, it's okay. And he fought, whatever, like 2 weeks went by, she went for it, and then she had a biopsy, et cetera.
Right.
So a year later, it was too long to wait if something's wrong.
Especially if you have a history, and you've said it. You have got to go for your screening. You have to know who you are, where you came from. If you don't, then you assume that maybe I'm at risk. Speak with your doctor. If you're not comfortable with what he said, go for a second opinion.
Right.
You are entitled to that. And there are so many new rules and regulations and laws that a lot of people don't know what they are. And that's one of the specialties that we do here. We fight for you because you're a citizen, you're a patient, and you have rights.
And the support group is exceedingly important because you can get frozen in fear when that's not constructive and you need the kind of positive, constructive support that lets you move forward and address these things without running away from them.
Oh, you're so right. You're so right. It's so important to be able to share with someone or just ask those questions, and all of a sudden you kind of fall in and you're babbling away and you don't even realize it, and you go out with some relief.
Yes,
very, very important. We're in another world. It's a sisterhood we don't want to join, but when you're there, you need to have someone to be able to walk through that darkness with.
Absolutely. And as I said earlier, too, excuse me, the family also.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
The children, I mean, depending on how old the mother is, you know, the children get thrown into especially an adolescent child, a girl's going off to high school or something like this. It's very hard if the mother's going through chemo and radiation and everything else. There has to be a place for these kids.
And don't forget young boys. When, you know, men get breast cancer, a lot of them, and other things, and they look and they need to handle the situation as well. And so when they're able to talk to their sister or their mother and understand, it's amazing. You know, I spoke to a school once about environmental things, and I looked in the audience and I said, girls, you're not asking any questions. It's the guys. They're unbelievable.
Right.
And it really is knowledge and just having that comfort zone. And that's a specialty here. We've taken the institution out. It's a home. You know, we have slippers for people when they come in if it's raining, and from the knitting group, Afghans, where they can wrap themselves up and hop on a couch. You know, the kitchen, if they want to stay all day, they can heat things up.
It's unbelievable. It sounds wonderful.
It really is.
Address is 8060 East Rockaway Road.
East Rockaway Road in Hewlett.
And the phone number is 516-374-3190.
Exactly.
That's it, unfortunately, for our time, Jerry.
Okay.
You're doing a wonderful, wonderful job, and we're going to announce August 7th on the air for the next couple of weeks to get everybody over there.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Thank you.